Honey? Honey? Where are you? Oh, there you are. Why do you look afraid? What's going on? What do you mean I was growling in my sleep? And floating above the covers? That doesn't sound right. You must have been having a bad dream. I mean, the things you're saying are impossible. Well, if you were awake, you must have been hallucinating. How could I have been floating above the sheets? That's ridiculous. I mean, how is that even possible? Something's gotta be wrong with you. Something's gotta be wrong with you. Do you have a fever? What can I tell you to make you believe me that what you saw wasn't real? Well, what do you mean you had your arms wrapped around me when I was floating? That doesn't make sense, sweetie. But this thing you seemingly saw in your mind, it seems like it was so vivid. You don't have to back away from me. I don't want to hurt you. Okay. You're rather observant. And my eyes are gull. Okay. You're rather observant. And my eyes are glowing now, right? Aren't they? A little bit. I could see it on your face. Like, literally, I could see a bit of red light on your face. Okay, honey. We need to have a chat. I didn't want to tell you the truth, because I wanted you to accept who I am. But I think honesty right now would probably be for the best. Yes, I'm what you'd call a demon. I took over your girlfriend's body during the night. But it's not like what you've heard or read about. We aren't inherently evil. We're just victims of our circumstances. We punish the evil. That's our job. So, in a sense, we're doing good. We're making the world a better place. There is a catch to this, however, but I'll tell you that later. You definitely don't need to know about it now. But you definitely will. Now, I could have wiped your mind or given you some hallucinations so you'd have doubts about what you'd seen this morning. I could have tried to fool you, but that didn't seem right. I felt compelled to tell you the truth about what I am, because I want to have something real with you, even if it is under these strange circumstances. I know the idea of this is frightening, but you don't have to be afraid of me. I don't want to hurt you. Your girlfriend, that's, well, she's still in here too. I can see all her thoughts, her memories, her emotions. This body's a vessel for me, but I have access to everything about her. I can see what she thought of you too. Such good memories. And she did love you. But I shouldn't say. It's not right. No. Don't make me tell you that. Fine. But I'm doing this under protest. She was about to break up with you. You don't have to believe what I say. Just think about how things have been lately. There's been a tension that you can't explain, hasn't there? She wanted to be with someone else. No, I'm not going to tell you who. Because you'd confront them, or at the very least, you'd never let it go. And in this case, the person in question didn't even know, so it's not really important. And besides, this isn't a problem anymore. Because I want to be with you. I want to live in this world with you. I can see the kind of man you are. The one you really are. From these memories. And it's a lot to take in, but I think I might love you. It sounds weird, I know, but I think it's true. And you have no reason to believe me, but all these things I feel based on what you did with her, said to her, felt with her, I want to think that I could have that with you too. I want to think that I could have that with you too. And more. This could turn into something real. If you give me a chance. I'm like your girlfriend. With a little bit extra. Aren't you at least willing to hear me out before you panic? I know this whole situation's bizarre, but I can see you might be open to what I have to say. I could make you think you love me with a few words and a touch. I could make you think you love me with a few words and a touch. But if you let me stay, I want it to be for the right reasons. That you honestly and truly wanted me to stay. That it's your choice, your free will that allows that. But I can be whoever you want me to be. If you want me to be the woman you fell in love with, and only that, I'll try. But I think I can be so much more than that. I'm more powerful than you realize. I can be an ally to you in this world, if you're willing to trust me. I know I'll have to earn that, of course, but you have to give me a chance. And I'll believe in you. I'll support you in ways she never did. You have dreams you want to pursue. And not only will I stand behind you when you reach for them, I'll help you. And trust me, that really means something. Because I do have the power to change your life. I can persuade and threaten and toy with the minds of mortal men and women. No, not you. I'd never do that to you. For that alone, you should be willing to give me a little more time. But I do have more to offer than that as well. I mean, I know there were so many things she wouldn't let you do in bed. Or when she did let you do them, she tried to make you feel bad. Like you were a freak, a deviant. But I won't treat you like that. This body will be your playground, and I'm insatiable. You can be as rough with me as you want. We can try all the kinky things you've ever wanted to do. Doesn't that sound like fun? Looking through her memories, I can see all those depraved acts you enjoy and want to do. And I'm not just going to let you do them. I'm going to beg you to. Because I know you wanted her to try some more adventurous things. You'd want that, right? You've enjoyed toying with this body in the past. You have no idea how good it can be. But you have to do them with me. In here. I'm worth knowing. I'm worth trusting. But you do have to give me that trust if this is going to work. If I sucked your cock, would that help you make up your mind? Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it when you smile like that. It makes my demon heart flutter and... It makes my demon heart flutter in ways I can't describe.